Blog Talk Radio.
Contributions of the Canadians, guys, men and women who were born in Canada, come down here to the States. For instance, if you like TV, the Canadian who is on TV every night on ABC, Alex Trebek on Jeopardy, and of course a lot of us feel that our planet is in jeopardy and our politics are in jeopardy in more ways than one. But Alex Trebek was, I think, born in Saskatchewan and came down here to the States. But my favorite Canadians are people like Glenn Ford. But anyway, let's deal with the births today because it's an interesting day. We have one of the founders, one of the first Catholic bishops who became an Anglican. He lost his head when Mary the daughter of Henry VIII, Bloody Mary. She was called wife of Philip II. Thomas Cranmer was born today, and he was burned at the stake. We have, who else? Walter Brennan, a great actor. I think he was born in the United States. The former or late Prime Minister of England, the Conservative, Lord Alec Douglas Hume. The first black who was on the U.S. Supreme Court, and that is Thurgood Marshall. The another black in the Congo, he was murdered after the Belgians gave the Congo its freedom. Patrice Lumumba, who was a socialist, some say communist, he was there was an uprising, an insurrection, and he was brutally murdered or assassinated since he was the leader. This happened back in the 60s. The youngest daughter of Lyndon Baines Johnson was married a couple of times, Lucy Baines Johnson Nugent Turpin. She was born today. Among the deaths today, we have, a bit of a little confusion here. We had Nostradamus. We're hearing a lot about Nostradamus and the end of the world. He was died in 1566, Frenchman. Well, we'll see, although some strange things are happening. We do see rising sea level. We do see some climate change, but we've had this before in the history of the world. So we really don't know what to think, but should we be alarmed At least we should be aware. In 1798, an American clockmaker was born, John Fitch. We had execution of a slave who revolted. In 1822, Denmark Vesey, I don't know where he got the name Denmark, him and five of his accomplices who led a slave revolt in South Carolina, they were hanged on this day in 1822. In 1882, President James Garfield was assassinated by a disgruntled office seeker. I think his name was Charles Gutiérrez. Patrick Butler is an expert on assassinations, and we hope to have him as a guest later this week or by next week. Garfield was part of the Ohio presidents. He was a general in the Civil War. And most of our presidents came, were born or had come from either Virginia or Ohio. That's where we get the term, the Ohio presidents. The last president from Ohio was Warren G. Harding. We'll get into him because there's a lot of things that are not known about Harding. One of my favorite authors was born in Oak Park, Illinois. Ernest Hemingway committed suicide on this day. One of my favorite actors, he had an interesting voice. If you've seen the movie Paths of Glory with Kirk Douglas, George MacCready played a general who ordered, in World War I, French general, who ordered his artillery to fire on his own soldiers because he thought they were being cowards. That was the thing that Stalin did in World War II, that soldiers who didn't advance, even in the face of deadly enemy fire, their commissars shot them as cowards, shot them in the back. In 1991, famous actress died very young. Lee Remick died. Among the events today, interesting events, Vermont was the first American colony to abolish slavery. Denmark Vesey should have gone there. In 1863, this was the second day of the Battle of Gettysburg, which decided the war, just about, the Civil War. Also, during that time, Abraham Lincoln passed the, his administration started the land grant colleges, so like Ohio, University of Illinois, the University of California, or universities that were started because of Lincoln gave them land grant status. On this day also, the first Zeppelin flew, 1900. Since we're honoring blacks, nearly half a century lately, blacks who served in World War II. I don't use the term African-American because not all blacks came from Africa, just like other nationalities. Lieutenant Charles Hall was the first black American pilot to shoot down a Nazi plane. In fact, the blacks were used who graduated from the Tuskegee Institute. It was FDR who ordered the Army to, after urging by Eleanor Roosevelt, ordered the Army to accept competent black pilots who served in the Air Corps. They also flew the planes that protected the B-17s when they flew over Germany. They were very good pilots, and they shot down a lot of Nazis. And then we had, in 1957, the first U.S. submarine fired a guided missile. Among the other events today, Continental Congress, because this is July 2nd, they declared that these colonies and of right ought to be free and independent states. So this started the ball moving. In 1787, after we got our freedom, Marquis de Sade, the guy who started sadism, wrote a book about it. He was placed in the Bastille, and he complained that they were massacring people. Prisoners were being slaughtered. Simon Fraser, who was an explorer in Canada, and there's a river named after him, the Fraser River, and a university. He was doing some exploring in Canada. On this day also, a medical inventor, Benjamin Lane, invented a breathing device, a mask, from which had a breathing apparatus. In 1858, as we had on our Pallotta, Amicus Veritas YouTube site, the Russian sailor interview I did, the Tsar in Russia, Tsar Alexander I, did a partial, ordered a partial emancipation of the Russian serfs. And then in New York in 1867, they had the first, they created the first elevated railroad service. In Chicago, it's called the L, like a big L, L for elevated. And then, of course, Garfield was shot by a disgruntled office seeker. And to honor Canada's Day, on this day also, Canada suppressed the Northwest Insurrection. They used the Mounties to do that. It was a guy involved named Big Bear. In 1890, we had the Sherman Antitrust Act, which tried to break up the monopolies. Also, there was an injunction against the Pullman workers who were striking because of the abuses in that industry. And this is interesting. In 1916, Lenin, the dictator of Russia, he declared that imperialism was the cause of capitalism. Yet the Russians have done it. The communists have done it all along, absorbing other countries, engaging in intrigue, and all sorts of encouraging natives of other countries to engage in treason, to betray their country, to arm rebels against a proper authority in those countries. But in 1937, Amelia Earhart and Noonan disappeared over the Pacific. Now there are rumors, historical rumors, that Earhart and Noonan were on a spy mission to see what the Japanese were doing in the Pacific. And we know after World War I, Japan seized all of Germany's colonies in the Pacific. And then in 1940, Hitler ordered the invasion of England. It was called Operation Sea Lion. And if you saw the movie The Battle of Britain, there's a couple of segments in there where you could see the Nazis on the coast of France with all these amphibious vehicles preparing for the invasion of England, but they depended upon Goring to defeat the Royal Air Force and to knock them out of the sky so that there would not be Air Force opposition to the amphibious vehicles and the naval vehicles that were going to invade and land in England. But since the Battle of Britain was won by the British, Hitler called off Operation Sea Lion. Now, among the Canadians who have contributed to America, and this is my country is appropriate a thing to bring up in on this day in Canadian history, Canada Day, or the day after. We had Glenn Ford, one of my favorites. He was born in Quebec. He was descended from one of the prime ministers of Canada, Sir John Macdonald, who was one of the instigators of the Canadian Confederation, which after the Civil War, Canada was fearful that the resurgent North that had a triumph over the South were going to invade Canada and try to take over Canada and absorb it as the 51st or become one of the American states. So they got together in Newfoundland with the French Quebecers and decided we got to unite against our neighbor to the South. And so we got the Confederation of Canada in 1867. So on this day, we'll honor people like Glenn Ford, people like Edwin Johnson, who kept the Metropolitan Opera going in during World War II. We had people like John Girard, who came from Quebec and who invented the rifle, the Girard rifle, which is one of the best in the country. And we've had singers who've come from Canada, like George London, one of the great bassos. Unfortunately, he died. He was Jewish ethnicity. He died of cancer when he was in his 60s. We've had women who've come from Canada contributed. In fact, the former governor of Michigan was born across Sault Ste. Marie, Canada, which is across from Sault Ste. Marie, Michigan. We've had, unfortunately, bad people like Kevin Ryan, who was born in Alberta, Canada, and came down here, his family came down here to San Francisco, and he became a local judge who railroaded Stephen Neary, awful case, and unfortunately well documented, but censored in most of the corporate and alternative press. People like Jack Heschel have written about it and what's the matter with California, and there is a lot. So we had a problem today, but we'll be back on July 4th with a special July 4th program. And we might have the Patrick Butler interview then. So we will close off now because of this snafu. I don't know what to say. This has happened with this new web browser. Anyway, go to our Amicus Veritas YouTube site, AmicusVeritas, and also we will be affiliating with one of the YouTube sites, the new ones, that are exposing these reckless bicyclists and reckless motorists. We've got both. And they're causing injuries. They're using these vehicles as weapons. And when they don't have insurance, the bicyclists don't. When they injure somebody, it's the public who picks up the medical costs and all the other costs, the police investigation and all of that. So there needs to be licensing of bicyclists. They should be carry liability insurance because they are vehicles. And also will make it easier for the police to recover these bicycles when they are stolen, and it might prevent a lot of bicycle thefts. So anyway, we're going to be back Wednesday at 4 o'clock. So this is Peter Paul Verzola, and we're signing off, and we hope to hope this problem is resolved. I don't know what to say with this new browser. So this is Peter Paul Brazola. Good night. Well, let's see. Maybe we can extend this. I'm hoping maybe we can. For some reason, we can't. And I don't know. So anyway, this is Peter Paul Brazola, and we will be back on Wednesday. Good night.